Pretty much all my favourite books or authors or words, bunches of words, make me feel like, ah, okay, so my stupid brain isn't so stupid. It's actually the other way around. It's always brought me kind of a sense of relief, or even better, a sense of freedom. It's almost like the sentence, nothing matters, nothing at all matters. It's like the joyous side of nothing matters, not the nihilistic side. The same sentence could be either nihilistic or joyous. It flips it into seeing it as kind of celebratory and beautiful and a letting go. I was trying to write this morning, and because I'm writing every day, sometimes I just don't feel, I'm not feeling the emotion that I'm trying to tap. Often when I'm writing, I'll feel something and then I'll try and write towards that feeling. And by writing towards the feeling, I feel like I can write myself across, like write bridges out of thin air doing that. Sometimes I'm not feeling a thing and I'm just pushing, feels like I'm just pushing buttons and pulling levers. But for a second, I felt that's a sense of, oh, nothing matters. Nothing at all matters. And it felt like it swam near me like a dream, and then just disappeared. And then I was back to back in my head, and I was writing like I was solving a crossword puzzle with all the emotional nutrient of chewing gum. But yeah, that's what my favorite stuff does. It invokes the feeling of pure freedom, pure, I don't give a shit. And it feels so good. And I feel like my whole life I've tried to recreate that feeling that I've experienced from other authors like Michael Lunig or Charles Bukowski, sometimes Henry Miller, just wanting to recreate that. So what I've done is I've gone back into my wardrobe of old straitjackets, pulled them out and just put them back on. And then I've gone, okay, so this is how I get out of this one. I remember doing this when I was 27, this old mind fuck. And then I'll write about it, and I'll write about that feeling, that emotional straitjacket feeling and getting out of it. And I've collected about maybe 5 to 10 different emotional straitjackets over the years. I think the first one a lot of people collect is the broken relationship one in their early 20s and getting out of that one. But yeah, I've collected a bunch over the years, and I've tried to write myself out of them in different ways. I feel like a good poem is almost like a writing myself out of one of those old straitjackets that I've kept in the closet. You know, it's almost sadomasochistic. It's weird, but it gives me some sort of great thrill and pleasure when I can find like the perfect way out of it. And it's kind of stupid. There's no life hacks or there's no simple ways out of anything. I mean, we're alive. We're alive, so there's no simple way out. There's no simple way out. But yeah, I've been thinking about that this morning. Just that feeling that I miss from authors who I used to read, who made me feel like that it was okay, that I'm fine. It's all right. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. And yeah, I do miss it. And I feel like the last few years I've just been writing myself those poems for me to get me out of them. And I don't remember the last time I felt that absolute pleasure of relief. Taking tight shoes off or that. Yeah, I haven't felt that relief in a long time. And I feel like I'm kind of at the point where I've got to do it now. I've just got to do it. I've got to write it. So I'll read my old favourite writers, and I kind of feel like I know their tricks. I know their words just don't affect me in the same way they used to. So yeah, in a way, that's why what I love about the Mum's book, in a way, is it brought me that relief while I was writing it, and I hadn't felt relief reading anyone else's words in a long time. And while I was writing that, I wrote it so fast, it came out almost without even thinking, and it was kind of a weird joy. It almost felt like I was cheating the way how fast it was coming out. It was so easy to channel Mum. But yeah, I want to feel that relief. And so yeah, in the last the last 24 hours, I've set up a little space to write. This is my little writing desk, lamp, storage room with boxes and crap, where my books and shit. I just basically live in a, it feels like my little, what do you call it? It's like a little cockpit. There's the garden, there's the cat bed, my typewriter, coffee and shit, some oils and crap and stuff. Yeah, stuff that I've been typing up. But yeah, it's a little bit of a step up from where I was working on the kitchen table, the cramped kitchen table where the cats also get fed. Some of the stuff that I write doesn't begin with an emotion. I feel like just a crafts person churning something out. And it's a miracle. And when I'm churning something out, I just feel like I'm a sad magician presenting my work. Then I'm stealing the wonder from the audience's eyes because I know how the trick's done. I know what I'm doing. But yeah, it's writing Mum's book was thrilling because I didn't know what was happening, didn't know how it was coming out. It was just surprising me constantly. And now I'm back to, sort of churning stuff out. Sometimes it works. Like I wrote something last year about I need routine to keep me sane, but too much routine is a slow death. So I need some chaos to feel alive, but too much of that is a fast death. So I'm always going between existing versus living, a slow death versus a fast one, blah, blah, blah. I remember thinking, for me, that felt self-evident as I wrote that. It didn't feel like I was challenging myself. I felt like I'm just writing about how life is all about balance all the time in a slightly more long-winded kind of way. But that really resonated. So I've got to remember that the benefit of writing at the age of 50 I'm 49 now, is that sometimes I can get away with writing something that I think is self-evident. Someone who's 10 years or even 20 years younger than me will think it's much more interesting than me. So sometimes I'm not writing to surprise myself, but writing the stuff that feels self-evident to me right now at this age, and hoping that maybe someone 10 years or 20 years younger might go, oh, that's, I hadn't thought about it like that. So I always used to feel like that when someone was 10 years older than me would say something, it was probably self-evident to them. But it was interesting to me at the time. So a lot of the time I'm relying on the fact that I'm 49 and I'm hoping that I can get away with sometimes just saying what might be self-evident to me is interesting to someone younger. But yeah, the stuff that when I surprise myself and I go, ah, that's what I think. That's the stuff for me that's interesting to me. And that's when I don't feel like I'm fooling anyone or fooling myself. That's the gold for me. Now today, I haven't read a Bukowski book in a long time. And so I got this. And I remember reading this one about 10, 15 years ago. It was 2009. So yeah, 16 years ago, You Get So Alone, That Just Makes Sense. And he wrote this when he was 65. So this got delivered today and I hadn't read a Bukowski in a long, long time. And I thought, oh, this one used to be one of my favorites of his back in the 2000s when I sort of first read his stuff. And so I'm curious to read how he was writing as a 65-year-old, because I've heard that he said that he started to get more simple and just more direct. Because I really like The Last Night of the Earth poems, which is his final collection of poetry before he died that I've got. So this is his second last one that he wrote. He was so prolific. He wrote so much stuff that there's a lot of crap in there as well. But I'm curious to, it's a book I haven't read in a long time. And so I'm going to enjoy that today while I sit in this little cockpit storage room of my stuff. Yeah, It was Michael Looney and Charles Bukowski who were the first two writers who brought me some kind of sense of relief. But yeah, it really is. It really is taking that idea, that single sentence that nothing matters, and that can be either interpreted as nihilistic or completely joyous. And just those rare moments where I go, oh, it's joyous. That's when I feel semi good, and that's where all the good writing comes from. That's all my favorite writers have basically, said nothing matters in the most positive, beautiful way. Anyway, if you'd like to leave a review for this on Spotify or Apple or comment on YouTube or wherever you're listening, I'd love it.